Blog Talk Radio.
And a great day to you. This is Carl White, and we're here to help somebody. Today, we're talking about friendship and betrayal. What does it really mean to have a friend? If you've got a friend, some say you've got more than the whole world. It really doesn't matter about money if you don't have any friends to share that money with. We've got some of my friends on the phone, and they're here to talk about what it takes to maintain friendship. How do you get a friend? How do you keep a friend? And what happens if your friend, oh, God, turns your back on you and treats you like they ain't really your friend? What do you do when that happens to you? We've got a couple of my friends on the phone, and you're listening to Help Somebody. We're here on Can You Be Real? You can follow me on Facebook. We're at Facebook.com, Help Somebody. Or follow me on Twitter. We're at Twitter.com. Help Somebody. We just live to help somebody and make a difference in this world. Because if you don't make a difference with your life, who will? Welcome to the radio show. Miss Robbie Danzy, are you there?
I am here. Thank you so much. It is a pleasure. And I'm so excited about talking with you, Carl, after so many years.
I mean, it's been so long. Golly, I haven't talked to you. We ain't going to tell nobody how long.
No, we won't need to do that. It's been more than 2 or 3 years, though.
Yeah, it's been a couple. And the beautiful part is that you still can be friends after all these years.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing.
It truly is. It truly is. It's about the foundation, you know, of anything. You know, once you establish the foundation of something, it's maintained if it's a solid foundation.
Yes, yeah, and that's the beauty part, because if you start off, I think some of the basic characteristics of friendship, everybody knows, is just being honest and trustworthy and treating people the way you want to be treated.
Yes, I agree. Trust is a totally necessary ingredient for me, and, you know, I was thinking, you know, once you tell me what the topic would be, that for me, friendship is basically where you love the person, but you got to like the person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You
right.
have to like them. Okay, we are to love everybody. But truly, your friend, you really should like that person. And they have to have those necessary ingredients that you think are fundamental to friendship, which, like I said, for me, one of them is trust. You know, another one is I need to feel comfortable with you. You know, I need
right.
to be able to let my hair down, you know what I mean? and know that you are not going to attack whatever you see as a vulnerable aspect of who I am as a person.
Yes.
You know, I need to be able to be me and,
yes.
and relax, you know what I mean?
And whether you let your hair down or take it off, it doesn't even matter.
What
matters is that, because when you like somebody, you do put up with their inconsistencies.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And I say all the time, too, I think like is actually harder than love.
It is. It really is. I mean, even as a child, my mother would tell me sometimes, Robbie, I really love you, but you know what? I don't like you right now. You know,
that meant that
I did something that, you know, that really wasn't likable. I wasn't showing my best characteristic, my best trait. You know, I might have done something that really wasn't cool. And you know, and that taught me as a kid right away that there is a difference between love and like.
It is.
You know.
Now tell me, how is it when you first meet somebody in the beginning, and, you know, you really don't know if they're going to be a good friend, but they turned out to be a good friend. It's been 15, 20 years now. And in the beginning, how was that meeting?
Well, you know, in the beginning, I can say this for me. I don't establish friendships right away. I'm not a person that quickly says, this is my friend.
Right.
For me, it's a test of time. It's like any relationship. It just gets better with time, you know, that kind of thing. It does. You move into that aspect of a relationship where you say, this is now, I know that you're my friend because we've gone through something together. I know you now. You know me. And I have to say, it's not always mutual. You know, maybe someone considers you a friend way before you consider them a friend, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to say, on the face of it, the what I first see is that this is a person that is someone I feel comfortable with. I feel comfortable talking with this person. Cool, now we're talking, and, you know, and then we're getting to know each other. And then it goes from there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's almost like the word guidance. It's a little dance in there. you and I dance. We kind of like, you know, one person leads, the other one follows. Some people lead and some people give. I think it's one of those things that brings us to an understanding when we can meet somebody for the very first time and seem like we've known them for a long time. You ever had that experience?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have. I actually have, not often, you know, but I have had that experience, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I know I have another friend on the line. Miss Lucia, are you there as well? So what is the essence of a real friend, Miss Lucia?
Good morning.
Hey, Miss Lucia.
That's Robbie and Miss Lucia. Y'all say hi. Be friendly
now.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey.
Well, I like what she said. Trustworthy, reliable, dependable. And I also like how she said that there's a big difference between liking a person and a person truly being a friend. To me, now that because we are in a recession, people act like they're afraid to be friends with anybody. They act like somebody wants to take something from them.
Mm-hmm.
They're so afraid and intimidated by other people. So people are just kind of secluding themselves.
That brings up another topic is how does friendship and money correspond?
Ooh.
Ah.
Because
you were my friend until you asked me for some money.
Never give nothing you can't afford to lose.
Right. You know, I have to say, I've had some money and I've not had some money.
Yeah.
And the people that I consider friends have stuck by me. You know,
uh-huh.
Which is a beautiful thing. Even loan me some money when I didn't have any money. But I do have those people that when, you know, when I had, you know, a nice sum of money, they were friendly. I'm not going to say I considered them friends at that point, but they were very friendly. And then when I had no money, some of those people fell off. You know, some of those
Lena
people.
Horne, she had a song called Fair Weather Friends.
Yeah, I think a couple people have sung those type songs, and they are true. They can be true. You know, Johnny Gill had a Fair Weather Friend song, too.
Yeah.
And I totally, of course, there are those people that are opportunists.
Okay.
And, you know, they see some money, and they want to get close to you, or they see fame. They see something positive, and they just want you for that positive thing, and then they're done.
Now when it comes down to it, I know that it's really tough sometimes. What would you say to people who are afraid of exposing themselves and, you know, revealing themselves and kind of, you know, especially like Lucia, you said in these economic times, we thinking maybe somebody wants to get with me because they want to take what I got. How do you deal with those issues?
Nobody wants to take that.
You go ahead.
You said how do you deal with those times when they do just want to be your friend for a particular reason?
We have a lot of people that are lonesome, and
mm-hmm.
but they don't know how to begin the dance of making a friend and being a friend.
It's the same thing as, you know, wanting to be loved, searching for love. You really don't have to go out hunting for it,
mm-hmm.
searching for it. I believe that, you know, most times, just like, you know, intimate relationships, the friendship is just another type of relationship. But, you know, you just have to make yourself available. You have to put forth your best you. Not, you know, and I don't mean, you know, put your bling bling on and, you know, your best clothes on, that kind of thing. But I mean put forth the best you in terms of character and personality. And you will attract people that are similar to you. You know, you have to be secure within yourself and love yourself. And that's the best you right there. When you love yourself, I think that you are in your best person, so to speak. And you will attract people that will hopefully nurture and foster the growth of you, and you will be able to establish friendships and whatever else you're trying to establish. If you're hiding under a rock and you're not presenting the best you, you won't. Sometimes you don't meet anybody. But then sometimes if you're presenting the worst you, you're not even going to attract people that are best for you in your life. That will be, you know, the most positive or supportive of the good you, you know?
Yeah. Now, do you think that you have to expose, you know, character defects, or say, like, you know, I'm not, you know, one of the best friends in life, in order to be hold someone in confidence and to get to a point where we say, how can we build a relationship with someone if I don't want to let out some of my stuff that, you know, is not that good? What do we do about our bad stuff?
Lucia, do you want to take that, or you want me to take that?
You're doing a good job, sis.
Oh, no, you are so funny. Well, that is so funny. You know, I don't feel, like I said earlier, comfort is important to me. And, you know, unless someone has approached me, someone new in my life has approached me, and I am already out there, maybe I'm someplace in a park sitting on a bench and I'm obviously sad, and, you know, somebody catches me, you know, in that moment when I'm just like, I just can't hold it in any longer. And then I meet someone at that point and I feel comfortable with them right away, that's establishing something. But normally, I think most of us are not just boom, you know, initially when we meet somebody ready to just, you know, show all, tell all. That's just,
right.
To me, that's
now,
not the norm. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
But
so,
I was
Lucia,
just saying that you have to be comfortable. You have to be comfortable to be able to show that. And that takes a minute to get with somebody, feel comfortable enough to show that thing that's bothering you, hurting you, whatever, you know.
Now tell me, Lucia, this one is for you. What do we do about a friend who has given us that cold, callous kiss of betrayal?
I go to God in prayer, and I leave it there.
Okay, so you don't come out your prayer closet now, and you see him walking down the street. What do we do?
I give him the time of day. That's all they're going to get, though. Because do I have to feed? Huh?
You do like my dad said, feed them with a long-handled spoon.
Of course. Most definitely. Why would I put my hand back in their mouth?
But now, so say they, you know, you sold them a car. They didn't pay you all your money. And they towed the car up, and now they ain't even saying nothing about your money, your car, your nothing. And
I know all about that.
You know all about that.
But we call
to be bigger than stuff. So how do we handle that when people do you wrong?
We forgive. We forgive and we
That's
move
beautiful.
On.
Uh-huh.
But what about my money? I need my money.
Get the money. The money belongs to God anyway. It's like everything we got belongs to God. I know that.
I understand that stuff about God, but
uh-oh.
I gave this Negro
a car.
Why
you gonna leave him out of the equation? I can't leave him out of the equation. If I leave him out of the equation, I'm gonna get hurt or I'm gonna hurt somebody.
Ooh,
then
that's right.
I take it
too much to heart if I just look at the stuff.
Well, you know that it brings a couple of things to mind. I have to say, you know, my mother would always tell me, Robbie, don't loan money you can't give.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one thing. And the other thing is, the other thing I have to examine myself and say, what was it that I overlooked? Why didn't I see that this person, and I'm assuming you're saying this person is a friend, someone I consider my friend that has now betrayed me, right? Is that
right?
Is that what it, okay.
Exactly.
So I have to say, okay, it's just like any relationship, you know, that I've been in or whatever. I need to take a moment and examine Robbie and see what was going down in me. I thought that this person was, and I'm going to say it, worthy to be called a friend, because a friend is someone very, very special to me. I'm not quick to call people my friends. So, you know, I think, you know, I need to reassess what was going on with me, you know, so I don't make the same mistake again, because obviously this person is not my friend. They're betraying me, you know.
Now, do you all think, this is open to either one of you, do you think we attract people who are like us?
We attract and repel people that are like us.
We attract and
repel.
Oh, repel people.
Very good, very good. I agree to what you're saying, Lucia, and I also want to say that we attract people that need that part of us that they don't have, and vice versa. You know, I'm attracted to those people who have a strength where I have a weakness, and vice versa. You know, it's not always the same to me in my situation. But I have to agree also with Lucia, because you're going to repel those people who are just like you. No,
okay.
Something's got to be different.
So you all would agree with opposites attract.
Yes.
I know. I've been in a couple of relationships, and
and I like how you said that. So
a couple of relationships, once or twice in my few years of walking this planet.
Yeah, we left it.
And it seemed like a love-hate relationship.
Ooh.
First they love you, then they hate you.
Are we talking friendships here?
Then they hate that they love you, and then they love to hate you. First they love you, then they hate you. Then they
love
hate
you,
that they love you, and then they love to hate you. And so, why is there such a dilemma between these relationships? If we ain't even gonna talk about, you know, the intimate part. We just talking about you know, being friends.
I know.
So what is it that, because in the beginning opposites attract, and then it seemed the same thing that attracted you repels
you.
That's
yes.
Why I say it takes time to say somebody's a friend, because it's not an overnight situation, but you start off with some degree of comfort, and then, you know, if something about you or something to them about them to you or you to them it is so, you know, messed up that it repels you, that you can't like that person. Where's the like? To me, like is important. You know, like is real important to me. And so if I can't hang around you, if we can't hang out and, you know, and talk and, you know, go to the movies, go eat without both one of us feeling like, oh, my God, I got to get the waste from this person.
Yes.
You know, my that
begs another question. Is love enough?
And I say no. Because I'm going to say I love everybody on the face of the planet, people I've never even met, because that's my charge.
Yes.
I'm supposed to love.
Yes.
But I say I like everybody. I cannot say that.
No.
I can't say I like every person on the face of this earth or that I even know. Excuse me. I can't even say that, you know. But that's why, to me, no, love is not enough for a friendship. You got to like someone. Same way it's a sexually intimate relationship, an intimate relationship. No, you got to like that person. You should like that person.
And then in the intimate, I like the phonetic of it, too, because it says intimacy. Into me, see. Into me, see. And if we're going to balance this thing out, we need to be authentic. and honest.
Yes, got to be
respectful.
Honest.
Now, how? I know me, but what I've done with money too, and I like the money topic too, because what I did is like your mom told you, Robbie. I don't loan money anymore. So someone would call me, they say, "My brother Carl, borrow me 100." And I say, "Well, my brother, I don't have the 100 to borrow you." But I tell you what I do. I'm going to give you this 20. And so that way I end out $80 ahead of the game.
Yeah.
And I don't lose my friend.
Yes.
I lost a friend I had for 10 years. We were very close. She was going to lose her apartment, and I loaned her $500, and I told her I need my money. I had three little kids at the time, and I told her I need my money back. And she told me, "Oh, no problem, no problem." When it was time to pay me my money back, she just she hid from me, ran from me, talked about me, called me all kinds of names. And when she finally gave me my last penny, she said, "Free at last, free at last, free at last." 10 years of service. I was her friend, but she wasn't my friend.
See?
You got situations like that too.
Now it's not always mutual. And I have to bring this up because this is my one example of friendship that I will probably tell this little bitty story for the rest of my life. Many years ago, I had a girlfriend who's also one of my sorority sisters. Hey, to my sorors, a.k.a. Skiwi.
My wife is one.
Hey, Skiwi.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, our bachelor says we can Skiwi again. For a while, we couldn't. But anyway, and so I loaned her a huge sum of money, a lot of money to get a house. And I won't say how much. It was thousands upon thousands. Okay, so but get this. During the years, she wasn't able to pay me back. She did write up a little contract saying she would. And, you know, but many years went past and she didn't pay me back. But she would always be in my life. She didn't avoid me. She would send me Christmas cards, birthday cards, everything. I mean, you know, we talked. When I would go to St. Louis, which is where she lived, she would, you know, we would see each other, hang out and everything. And she'd gotten really ill. And, I was like, okay, I know I won't get that money back or whatever. You know, she's really sick. She's lost her job. She even lost the house. And I will tell you this, when my good friend to this day, when she passed, when she died, she left me in her will and paid me back every cent of that money. Even in her death, she paid me back and was a great friend. And I'm talking a whole lot of money at that point, you know. And so I have to say that people who are truly your friends, they're not going to duck you. They're not going to shuck and jive you. They will be consistent in your life. They're going to be there saying, you know, "I'm so sorry. I'm not able to pay at this point, but, you know, I really am going to pay." You have to be able to have some discernment and see that honesty and actually embrace that person anyway. You know, when you got that discernment, you can see this person is a good person. They mean well. They, you know, they're here with me or whatever. They're not avoiding me. And you will know friendship. And you just have to stick with it and believe and trust that they are going to pay you that money back. But the key is, Carl, though, like you said, you don't give something, you know, that you don't loan something that you cannot afford to give. That is the key in the money situation with friendship. Mm-hmm. And I love how you say, "I cannot borrow you 100, but I can I can give you 20.
Because these are heart matters. And and I like to play dominoes. And I can't play dominoes by myself. I like my friend. I like the way he looks when I win. And I'm sure he gets a good look on my face when I lose. It's a fair exchange. It's no robbery. That's my friend. And I'm not going to let this little dead president come between us.
Oh, I love that.
No. Yeah. I'm not going to allow him to get involved in that. And we're not going to allow this to destroy our friendship. We've been knowing each other
yeah.
15, 20, 30 years, and you're going to let
yeah.
a little piece of Federal Reserve note to break up
yeah.
something like that?
If
oh,
they do
no.
that with you with money, honey, won't they do it with other things? It doesn't just have
oh,
to
yeah.
be money. If they dog
yeah.
you with your money, they dog you with your heart and anything
yeah.
else that concerns you.
Yeah.
But the
yeah.
thing is that as we get into what Robbie Mama said, don't loan
mm-hmm.
what you can't give.
That's
even
right.
your heart. Why would you give your heart to somebody where it's not safe?
I love that.
Well,
yeah.
we do the same thing with money. We
yeah, we
do.
Too.
We do it all the time.
But
we do it because we're human beings, and we all mm-hmm. have needs, and we're trying to get our needs met, and sometimes we just happen to get into the wrong place or meet the wrong person and get involved when we shouldn't.
Yeah.
We're going by hearts. And
so,
we're going by hearts, not our hearts. Huh?
And so and so that brings up the point, maybe I need to forgive myself.
Mm.
Well, that's true, too.
Because before I can be a friend to others, I have to like me.
You have
yes,
to love you.
That's what I'm talking
you
about.
You have to love God. Because
yes,
if you don't
you
have
do.
The love of God in you, how
yes.
can you love others?
Yes.
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 Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we're coming to the end of the show. Lord have mercy. This 30 minutes,
no.
I told you it was going to go quick. And you
quick.
Have been listening to Can We Be Real? And we have been real this morning. We hope that we said something to help you to get your friendship on a better level. And to know, don't let stuff come between you and your friends. Both of
yes.
you, take 1 minute and let your final thoughts be, please.
I just want to thank you, Carl, for allowing me to be on the show and discuss friendship. And I just hope everyone is using the discernment that they have available to them to be available to those people that can be the best friend to you.
Yes. Yeah.
And I would
yeah.
say don't give up on friendship. Don't give up on people. Don't give up on yourself. Just continue to trust God and know that he'll bring you through whatever you're going to through. Because if he bring you to it, he'll bring you through it.
There
yes.
you go. There you go. And just knowing, too, that even as we have a friend, we need to be friendly to ourselves. I remember
yes.
I used to see my dad, and he would get up and start dressing and get all dressed up. And I would say, well, where are you going? He said, I'm not going anywhere. I said, well, why you get all dressed up? He said, I get dressed up for myself.
I love it. I love it. No, but that's
I look
real.
Good
that's
for
real.
Myself.
Yeah,
I felt it for myself. I enjoy me some me. And I
yes.
think that if I'm friendly with myself, if I'm honored to be in a special place to honor myself and cherish myself
mm-hmm.
and to
mm-hmm.
be real and be honest and be respectful and to share
yes.
my stuff and to be
yes.
thankful for the people in my life, then I can listen, I can hear, I can give them authentic relationships that allows me
yes.
to be with that person in a
yes.
real way. And that's
yes.
the whole essence of life today. We've got too many isolated people who are competitive. We need to work together to overcome the odds. I don't care if you're red or blue or blood
mm-hmm.
or Crip or Democrat or Republican.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter. When it comes
yeah.
down to it, you're a human. Okay?
Yes.
And,
yes.
And if somebody, the yes. night fall and they drop one of them bombs, we all going to, you know, we're going to be in a bad way. You ain't going to worry
yes.
about how much money you got. You're going to wonder if you got some water or batteries or maybe some rice.
Yes.
You know. And so these are the things that really matter in life. Look to your friends. Be a friend. Be a friend to yourself. Continue to nurture and guide. And deal with the reality of discerning the spirit, my own spirit, so that I can be a friend to myself and a friend
yes.
to others. And even
yes.
as we're coming up now, we're going to play this little song here from my best friend, or one of my best friends. I got a lot of best friends. This is Patrick Henderson and More Love. In fact, he was the one that introduced me to Robbie. And
yes,
I got my other brother on the line, too, and I didn't bring him in. I can see y'all's numbers. God bless you. I got all kind of people calling in at 1 minute to go. God bless y'all. We're going to do this show again. We're going to have some
yes.
more friends, and we're
yes.
going to make this thing work because we can change the world one day at a time, little by little. You're listening to Can We Be Real? We know we can be real. Help Somebody. We've been talking about friendship and betrayal. Visit us on Help Somebody at Facebook, Help Somebody on Twitter. God bless you. God
yay.
Keep you. God protect you. God bless you. God on your step. And so that this thing all works together for the good.
We love you much in the mighty name. Always stay in the presence. One love. Carl.